The Purple Project Podcast, folks. All things Kansas State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas. Your host, Eddie Greer, for this podcast. This other K-State podcast that covers all K-State athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. And putting the bow to men's golf. I was on this podcast recording yesterday. So I'm sitting here recording on this Wednesday night in March 8th, 2023. K-State, they were leading. In the tournament in Buffalo, South Carolina for the Colleton River Collegiate and could not get it done, unfortunately, as K-State comes up short on the team front and Nicholas Mason comes up short on the individual front as well. Nicholas Mason finishing second. Wildcats led for majority of this tournament, but Georgia Southern, oh baby, from my home state, Georgia, comes up clutch. They're late and steals it away from K-State in the final round of this tournament there. Grant Robbins afterwards, quote, overall, it was a good tournament for us. And he continues on and he quote says, quote, we are disappointed in the outcome, especially because of the way we play towards the end. To win tournaments against good teams, you have to be able to close. Have we heard that one before, folks? Georgia Southern hit a lot of clutch shots and made putts, and we didn't. Give credit to them. They've got a really good team. This is a tournament we feel we should have won, but we will learn from it. This is definitely an experience that will make us better, end quote, there as well. So, that, yeah, man, I mean, we've heard this before before in this podcast. Not closing out like you should here. That's a tough one for this men's golf team. But again, you have to learn. You can't take it back. You got to learn from mistakes and hopefully you grow from them and learn. That's what you got to do in these type of situations there. And that sucks. To read it and even to read it back, that really hurts. But yeah, K-State dominated. Well, I shouldn't say dominated, but they were leading, of course, throughout. They had a stellar day one and two. Or rounds one and two that were playing on the same day on Monday, and they turn around, come back, and then a good team like that. Look, I didn't even know Georgia Southern had a good golf team. Let's just be real about that. Putting the tie on Nicholas Mason. He was in position to win his first collegiate individual title. He falls short of that as well. He finished one stroke off of Michigan State's August Meekhoff. What a last name that is, for the individual title. But he tied for second place at 10 under, 205 after shooting one over in the last round there as well. Hopkins from Shawnee, Kansas, put up his highest finish of his career and lowest ever score at K-State. Was highlighted by a career low round 7 under par on Monday morning, where he really lit up that course over there in Bluffton, South Carolina there. So Mason, fourth top five finish of his career and third of the season, which is a team best. Nicholas Mason getting it done as well. I mean, all this talk, including myself, about Cooper Schultz, Nicholas Mason has turned the corner and stepped up for this men's golf team. So it's nice to read it and see it there as well. Will Hopkins was tied for 13th place at 7 under there. And this is his 16th career top 20 finish there for him. Fifth of the season for Hopkins. Speaking of Cooper Schultz, man, we've catching him starting off slow in the last, what, two or three meets now, or tournaments or whatever you want to call it. And after the first day, he seems to catch fire. He went from like 27th to tie for 13th after the end of this tournament. He put a 7 under. He carded a 3 under in the last round there as well. So plus 14. We talk about negative plus gaining and losing positions on the racetrack. That's a NASCAR reference, folks. Plus 14, Cooper Schultz after the first round on Monday. Yeah. So if Cooper Schultz comes out like Nicholas Mason did first round, he would have been up there. No, without a doubt. Lawrence Schrydren and Tim Tillmans both finished at 5 under par, tied for 23rd there as well. Schrydren 1 under in the third round. Tillmans even in the final round as well. Par 72 and 71 respectively there. Luke O'Neill was tied for 34th after this round, after this tournament was said and done. Posted a 3-over. That's not going to cut it in the final round there as well. That's not help. The situation there. So you need everybody to chip in. This is a tricky how they way to score it. But, you know, you need everybody to be on that negative side or at least even to come out of there. But being over, that's just not going to cut it, unfortunately, there for him. But, hey, you finish in the top 40 there for Luke O'Neill as well. K-State men's golf team now have to pick themselves up. And they will stay on the east side, folks. They will be going to they're going to be going to Sea Island, Georgia. Man, it's going to be the men's golf team right now. For the Sea Island Invitational next week, March 14th and the 15th as well. And the Cats, you're wondering if they have more. They do have four more regular season events before the Big 12 Championship Tournament, April 24th there. So they're going to be staying over there. So we'll see if they can bounce back. I don't know the teams that will be playing in that Sea Island Tournament or Invitational. Same damn thing coming up. But K-State has some momentum right now, and they'll have, like all teams, pick yourself back up. Hey, dust it off. Let's go to work on the next one. That's going to be next week. That's going to be, I believe, next Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, because March 11th, that's Saturday. Yep, nope. Yeah, it's Tuesday and Wednesday, yep. So they're going to be doing that. That's weird. So why are we playing? Why are we playing in the I better not do it. I better not go down that soapbox somebody right now. But anyways, why are we having in week tournaments instead of saving them for the weekend? Don't understand that. But it is what it is, right? So I could talk about that all day. It's been kind of one of those days for both my podcasts going off of rants all day long. So I'm going to stop where I can right now. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. K-State men's golf finishing second in the collegiate in Buffington. Let me get this right here as my computer goes quiet. Oh boy. The Colleton River Collegiate coming in second. Last minute drama falling to 24th ranked Georgia Southern this week. So men's golf, K-State men's golf looking to pick up the pieces there after leading majority of that Invitational. Pearl Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. If you're new to the show, welcome on board. If you love enjoying what we are putting out content wise make sure you subscribe as well to the Pearl Project Podcast. And oh, by the way, I better mention this, by the time this rolls out, episode 149 of Pearl Project Podcast Weekly will already be out. Special edition. Shout out to Josh Neighbors for joining me for a preview. Not only talking about K-State, obviously, but previewing the Big 12 tournament as well. So that was a really, really good episode. Definitely make sure you check that out. It's just me on there. No Alex Aiden this week. Just me with a special guest. We got a big episode next week for y'all as we have arrived at episode 150 of the Pearl Project Podcast. Yes, sir. So you want to make sure you get caught up on the latest weeklies and dailies over the past couple weeks as well. That's going to wrap it up on this edition of PBBD. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. This has been the Pearl Project Podcast.